Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we spotlight sellers with a story to share with us. Our guest this episode became his very own superhero when he took his passion for comic books and turned it into a thriving business after his contract as a college professor wasn't renewed. Welcome, T.A. Ewer.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you as well. Tell us about your business. What do you sell and when did you start selling?
Oh, I sell comic books, Marvel, DC, independents for anybody who's really into the game, across the board. All types of comics, graded comics, Silver Age, Golden Age, doesn't matter what age, all types of comics are given from a range of prices, from a range of conditions, and primarily aimed at comic collectors, not comic resellers.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Superman is my favorite superhero. I have a very extensive Superman collection that includes the very first copy of Superman number one. But that's just between us. It's not for sale.
Oh, so I was going to say, is it on your website? Can I purchase it right now? Okay, cool. Good to know. Tell me, I mean, I did mention a little bit in your intro, but what were you doing before you were selling on eBay?
I was a college professor for about 7 years. And was working through an assistantship. I was not renewed after 7 years for the coming years because of some behind the scenes stuff. And I was still putting my son through school. He was in a private school and I was paying for his education. And of course, I needed to find something else to do in order to continue to put him through school. And a good friend of mine who was also in the comics. And at this point, you know, I had sold a comic here and there, but I had never done it to the point where I was looking to generate revenue. He came and he gave me a long box of his comics. I bought it from him for $100. And he says, why don't you sell these? And maybe that'll tide you over until you can find something else. And about 3 months later, you know, I realized that the comics I was selling were actually producing the revenue that I needed to continue to put my son through school. So I went into it whole hog. And it is now, how many years? I believe it's almost set, about 7 years later. It's about 7 years later. I'm still at it. I was able to start it off pretty small, and I've expanded my business, as someone said, using their words, exponentially, and I'm having a great time doing it.
What was your first ever experience with a comic book?
Man, that's a long time ago. It was probably my mom, and she gave me them to read. Man, it was such a long time ago. I'm pretty certain it was my mother giving me comic books to read, and then my uncle had a beautiful comic collection of amazing Spider-Man comics that he was kind enough to let me read when I was a kid, so long as I didn't mess them up. That's my earliest experience with them. One of those two is the first one.
First ever experience with like a big stack of them that you're able to sell was through a box from your friend. Now, how do you source your inventory now? Where are you getting all these cool issues?
Thanks to having done it for a while, you make connections with other people. And primarily with my friend, who I have to call him my mentor as well, because he really did give me a lot of great information when I started. But primarily what I was told to do was to look for a good wholesaler. And this is someone who also is in comics, but they usually tend to buy in bulk and they can give you very good prices on comics, even comics that would be considered keys by other people. And so they can give it to you for 50%, 60% discount. And then you can take the book and you can move it up the food chain, so to speak. That has really helped me to make connections with other sellers, depending on where on the totem pole they are. And that's allowed me to have access to some really nice collections. I'll get first crack at them because I've done very good business with them. They'll send a text or a call. Hey, I just got a new collection. I'd like you to come and have a look at it first. You can have first pick before I show it to anybody else. And that's helped me to really get my hands on really nice books and then offer them to collectors at competitive prices.
Okay, so do you do your research on these books beforehand? Where do you find your information to see what sells the best? How do you know it's authentic? All that jazz.
I will sell any comic that I have that I'm given. If I buy a large collection, it's rare that I'll just, you know, turn it over. Almost every comic that I get my hands on has some sort of value. And lowest value is probably $10. And then you may have a comic book that'll go for as much as $2,500 or $10,000, depending on, you know, what the collection or what the collection entailed. So the primary place that I would look for is eBay. eBay is pretty good for sales within 90 days. So within 90 days time, I can see if a book is sold. I can see when was the last time a book sold, what was the frequency, and I can gauge as to how soon I can expect the book to sell at that particular price. I can also use eBay to gauge whether or not, you know, books are what I would call undervalued. So it might have sold for, you know, $10, but person didn't really necessarily know the book. And so I can gauge that, okay, it did sell for 10, but this book should sell for $50 or $60 at the end of the day. So those are good metrics. Outside of eBay, most comic book sellers would use something called Overstreet's Price Guide. However, Overstreet's Price Guide is great for books that you have not or cannot find listed on eBay at all. You can get at the very least, a basement floor price for it to have an understanding of what the book should sell for. But if the book is, let's say the book is hot right now, say like Star Wars 79, which is a book that is just picked up in price because of some appearance on a TV show, Overstreet won't be able to capture that in real time. They're once a year and their prices tend to move a bit slower. eBay's very good for detecting what's in the bloodstream of the collectors at that given moment.
As I announced earlier, we have officially launched the Up and Running Grant Program. It's back. So, TA, I know you did apply for it back in 2020. So can you tell us what you were looking to do with the money to help grow your business?
I was looking to be able to buy high-end comics without having to go into my own pocket and come up with the money. The process that most guys have to go through is you have to go into your own pocket, you have to put out for the comics, and then you have to try to make that money back before you can actually see any sort of profit. The idea of having the grant would be, okay, great, I could actually not have to go into my own resources in order to buy the books right away, and I would have cash on hand to buy some of the higher-end books that I may not have because I just bought a collection. And then doing that, I could sell them. And since that money was not necessarily coming out of the pocket at the point, I could build the collection up and offer more high-end books to collectors. That was the primary thing I was looking at. I was also hoping to have some residual from that at the end of the day to start doing my own comic shows, which is something that we're definitely looking forward to happening this year.
So it's been 2 years since you did win the grant. So were you able to purchase some of these amazing collections you speak of? What else were you able to do with the money?
Well, yes. I don't want to give too much away. But if you can walk into a comic store with $1,000, you can pretty much buy the store half the time because a lot of the stuff is there waiting for somebody to make a suitable offer. So I was able to go in, buy a lot of books, and buy them from people who I knew usually had good stuff, and thereby make better connections with that person. I was able to purchase a collection where I was able to get a copy of Amazing Spider-Man 129, which is the first appearance of a very popular character, The Punisher. Now, the book that I bought was in very good collection, and I ended up selling it. I can't remember exactly how much I ended up selling it for, but it was a few thousand dollars for just that one book.
Oh.
And I was able to pick that up from a collection that I probably spent maybe $2,500 for altogether. And so I was able to get more high-end books. And at the time, I might have had about 1,000 listings on eBay. And I was able to treble that to about 3,000 based on the books that I was getting from the collections that I was able to obtain. Now, we also had wanted to do a comic show, but COVID outbreak really put a damper on that. However, once again, mentioned my mentor once more. He actually retired from the comic business. And because of that, that freed him up to have more free time. So he reminded me of the show and said, hey, let's do it. So we're going to actually go and do that this year. Thankfully, you know, I have somebody who I can really trust, and I'm very happy about that. It was definitely a timing issue, less of a monetary issue. But that's something else where the money was going to go into, and happy that that's actually going to be realized this year.
Wow, so basically the grant is a gift that keeps on giving. In other words, it's coming back. Yes. Full throttle. That's amazing. So can you tell us a little bit more about this, you know, the show that you have or this convention?
I guess for me personally, like a little dream, not a very big one, but most comic sellers, primarily they make money in person. They do shows, they'll bring comics to the shows, and guys come over, they look over what they have, and they're able to make their money that way. I primarily make money online with eBay. That's where I'm primarily doing it. But I had really wanted to, for lack of a better word, conquer that in-person sale. But I didn't want to do someone else's show and be dependent on their show. I really wanted to build up my own. So guys would come in, and I wanted to have a show that was really looking at collectors, since I think I have a very good idea of what it is that collectors want in terms of comics. We would be looking to do it twice a year, and we would be offering the best possible comics. Of course, not just us. We would have other people doing the show with us, other comic sellers, but with the focus specifically on comics and offering the best high-end comics to guys that would be coming there looking for them. If you're looking for a niche book, you know, it could be Superman or it could be a comic based on a TV show like Married with Children or Dexter or whatever it may be. You could come to our show and you'd have a great chance of finding the book there, you know, at a very good price. That was the idea behind the show, as I had done the other ones. And a lot of times the shows were mixtures of things, but I wanted to do something that was really a high powered comic show.
And now for anyone who would really like to attend these, do you have any dates secured yet? Locations? Any more info you can share?
Unfortunately, nothing is yet. We're still hammering out the last of the details. But if you're in Brooklyn, that's where we're based. We're in Brooklyn, New York. If you know Floyd Bennett Field, out there's a spot called Aviator. The show is going to be held there as soon as we can just nail down a date. First show we're probably looking to do in June. And second show will probably be sometime in the autumn or early winter, maybe December. We're definitely looking for a June date to get the first one started.
Awesome. It's coming really soon. That's really exciting. So what are some tips you give other sellers to help make their application stand out from others?
Trying to be as humble as possible. I thought I had a very good story. So I thought that the story would, you know, be something that people would look at and think, yeah, this is somebody we wouldn't mind bestowing this particular grant on, as opposed to somebody coming in and trying to wheel and deal some money at the end of the day. I think if you have a good story, a good practice, and you can put that to paper, that's very good. To be very clear on what you want to do with this money, what you see yourself doing with it after, and then long term after as well, how it's going to help you. Those are things that I think go very far in terms of filling out the application and being successful and being a recipient of it.
There are also growth resources. Were you able to put those into action for your business?
Some, yes, but I'll be very honest. It took off so quickly, I didn't need them. Once I was able to get the, it might be hard to explain for people who don't go into comics, but once you start getting the bigger books, it just takes off. Where, you know, you might have to go for something else, might be, oh, you know, these are some tricks you can use. Once you can throw in a high-powered book, it just takes off. People come, you get more looks to your store. You can start selling other stuff. People may come in, they didn't find the book that they wanted, but they found something else. You can put more listings up. It literally took off. It was like a horse just ran out the barn, and I was just holding on for dear life. It's just real. It was great. It was great.
That's awesome. Where can listeners find you and your store online?
I'm at the Value Books on eBay. That is the only place to find me online, on eBay. At the Value Books, do a quick search. You'll find me there. About 3,000 listings of all different types of comics, all aimed at collectors. More than willing to take offers on most books. Reasonable, of course. And hopefully I'll see you there. Again, if you're in Brooklyn, please, you can keep your ear to the ground for the upcoming show. It'll be called Brooklyn Special Edition. And we're looking for a target date of June. If you're in Brooklyn or if you want to commute, by all means, come on out. We'd love to have you.
Well, I will personally try to be out there to support. Thank you again for joining us, TA. This was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite. Pleasure.
TA Ewart sells on eBay under the store name The Value Books. Go check some of the rare issues found in his store. To apply for the Up and Running grant, please go online to ebay.com/upandrunning. We hope you'll join us on our next episode where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.